Our message this morning will be presented by Lissa Bozeman. So I'd like to give you a little bio of her life. She is a native of Alabama and lives in Montgomery. She has two adult sons. She says she has four wonderful grandchildren and two small adorable dogs. Lissa has worked in interior design for over 40 years, and she currently works at the Boulevard. She loves taking care of homes, customers, and the upkeep of the store. She loves painting, building, reading, and sewing. Lissa says that balancing and managing work, family, and school have been a real challenge, but she's at the last stages of ministerial school at the Holmes Institute. She plans to graduate in the winter or spring of next year. She has been here several times, and we're happy to have her visit with us again for today. So if you will, please welcome Lissa Bozeman.
I recognize a lot of people here, and some I don't, and so I hope I get to know you better. Now, can everybody hear me? Everything okay? All right. Not sure what that is, but... Do I? I don't, if that's okay. I'll feel like a robot. I know Glenda uses it, but that's I'm not real good at that yet. Yes. So today we're talking about compassion in action. When I first got, when Glenda sent me that title, I went, what do I say? And the more I dove into it, the more I really got into it. And in school, when these PhDs speak to you, a lot of times I get like, they don't know what they're talking about. That didn't make sense to me. And what I found out, because I would talk to them after class through emails, and I found out that the reason I was confused was because I didn't understand the definition of what they were talking about. So I am big on getting very clear definitions where everybody's on the same page. So I've got all kinds of definitions throughout where we're all clear on what we're talking about, because I don't want you to be confused like I have been. So the first thing I want to define is compassion. I don't know if I gave that to you to put on up here, but it's okay either way. But compassion, I had the definition of compassion wrong. You know what it's not? It's not sympathy. And that's what I thought it was. Let me read you the definition. It is our ability to perceive, know, and feel the experiences of others, and then to encompass them with love. It's a very deep understanding with both your head and your heart, and then doing actions of two things. It's nurturing and comforting. Just two actions. But that really encompasses a lot. And I thought, okay, it's not sympathy, but yet it has sympathy to it. And I thought, there's two actions involved in compassion. And when I leave here today, that's what I really want you guys to get. There's two actions to compassion. When we talk about comfort, comforting and nurturing, comfort means to cause, which are actions, someone to feel less worried, less upset, less frightened, and whatnot. And nurture means the care and attention, which are actions, given to someone or something that is growing or developing. And who isn't growing or developing? We have compassion and forgiveness for the mistakes of others. We see the best in everyone, including ourselves. That's the goal. You might say, well, Lisa, why are actions so important? Why are you even talking about these actions? And I would tell you, there's only one really good reason. Compassion leads to love, which leads you to God. Amen. Isn't it the truth? And when you really get it, you will see God in a whole new way doing those two actions. It may not be that very day, but one day you will. I know when I do things for the reason to see God, I feel things here. Sometimes I feel things here. And sometimes I try to reconcile them all around. The goal is to see God. By doing these actions of kindness, comforting, caring, and nurturing, and I even call it inspiring, it's just giving love. Then others may experience God. And when we give ourselves, we experience God. So it's great for everybody. Actions of love will always be good for all of us. And what does Science of Mind say about this? In the book, Living the Science of Mind, you're well aware of that, I'm sure. I quote, "Realizing that I am one with all people, I affirm that there is a silent power flowing through me and them, which blesses and heals and prospers, makes happy and glad their pathway." And here's the thing. When you consciously give up something, like a judgment or need to be right, even a fear, even a desire, but you know you've given up something to give something, you allow the actions of compassion, which is nurturing and comforting. Knowing you let go of something inside, you to be something else. I promise you, without exception, you will feel something, which is your nature, which is love. You'll know it. Holmes said in his the big thick Science of Mind magazine, "My peace is found at the heart of God." My peace is found at the heart of God. So when you are given the actions of compassion, knowing that that will turn into love and that will turn into God, you will experience something. The fact that you offered an action unselfishly to forward someone else's benefit will make you alive in what I call in the present moment, which present means a gift. Anytime you forward an action of nurturing and comforting that comes from love, you can expect to see God. That may look like, and I know I always go to this. You know all these the Dollar Tree stores, or you know, ma'am, if you'd like to add a dollar to your tip or whatever you call that thing, you know, where this goes to something or what. I always say yes to a dollar. I don't give more than that. I always just say yes, and I don't know where it'll go. When I buy things like Paul Newman's stuff, I don't know where it'll go, but it's going to impact because they give it to charities. We may never know what we do or the actions that we take for others. We may never know it. And then we may. You know, the only reason or the only way other people will see God is through other people or people. You want to experience God, it will be through somebody or something. And it'll be through acts of compassion. It may be through church. There's all kinds of ways, but it doesn't matter what age you are. It can be from a baby. It can be to a 100-year-old person. We are the vessel for other people to see God. And when you do it in love, when you do it in those two very little bitty actions, we have no idea what will happen. We have no idea. But your heart being opened started a process you may never know. You know what an action means? It means a thing or deed done. So you got to do something. Who remembers the movie Pay It Forward? Didn't you love that movie?
Yeah.
That's one of the first movies, and I do not know why I thought of that. But if you've never seen it, watch it. You never, ever know what can happen from compassion, acts of compassion. You don't have to be like a Mother Teresa or Gandhi, or yet you can. They weren't intending on being, you know, worldwide famous. You have no idea what the impact can be on acts of kindness. You have no idea. Holmes said, unless a seed is planted, no plant will be produced. What does that mean? You got to do something. And sometimes it may not be in your comfort zone. Sometimes you have to do it anyway. Knowing you did the right thing. And I see evidence of it all the time. I see it all the time. And I wish I could be that brave. Or I wish I could stand up. And I could. But I admire people that can stand up or do something or be something bigger than themselves. That's how you see God. And then you think, well, what kind of actions can I do? Well, I'm not going to go into that a great deal, but I kind of, being an organized person, I categorize things. And so I just picked out four categories. Y'all can do whatever you want to with it, but I thought of our planet. That's a great place to start with nurturing and comforting. I thought of animals, which is my heart. I thought of the plants, I thought of people, and of course businesses. That pretty much gets it all. There are many categories to look at how to nurture, how to comfort. Plant the seed. Being something and doing something means what? Action. Being and doing. I'm asking you today to be something, to do something. And when you do get these ideas or this inspiration, don't not listen. Listen and wait. Wait for the opportunity because it will come. especially when you have that compassion in action ready, oh yeah, it'll come. Holmes used these affirmations, and I thought I would kind of, this is four. I live my life for a divine purpose. I was given a precious gift by God called life, and I was meant to share it. My heart is full of love, and I am an indispensable element for peace on this planet. That's my calling. And the only way to have peace is what? What did Holmes say about God? That's right. Today I celebrate my oneness with all life. I bring compassion into action by sharing myself with the world. Love becomes my way. This talk is not long. It's right to the point, very focused on just three things, really. I don't know if you have the bulletins, but there is a flyer that Miss Desi put in for us, that, and it's about compassion. And I wanted to go over it with you just for a little bit. When we use those four categories, we can put anything into action by looking at this word, compassion. C, care for others. Now I'm going to define care, because you know how I want to be clear. Effort, that's actions. Effort made to do something correctly, safely, and without causing damage. Things that are done to keep something in good condition. It's not grief. If you see grief, something's missing. O, open your heart to giving love. M, make amends today. Forgiveness allows you to see miracles. P, place yourself in situations that will cause change for good. And it could be in a school. It could be in a club. It could be in your business. It could be on the internet. There's no telling where you can see this. A, answer anything respectfully. Somebody may need to talk to you. Actions speak louder than words. S, sign up for a good cause. Look for new ways to open your heart. People need you. Animals need you. The planet needs you. Send others hope, inspiration, and support in a heartfelt card. It could look like, with hope and inspiration, like Daryl did today, singing. It could look like an act of kindness. There's so many ways that it can look like. Use your creativity. I, inspire anyone that looks or listens to you by an act of kindness. Now I'm going to define inspire. To make someone want to do something. To give someone an idea about what to do or create. And I'll get to that later on, because it was an amazing story. The opposite of that is dishearten. If you see people that are disheartened, something went wrong. Compassion was not there. Oh, and this is very important. Sons of Mine teaches this over and over, and so does our unity. Oneness. We must realize our oneness with all life in order to awaken the compassion in our mind and our heart. What you do for others, you're doing for yourself. We are one. And nurture yourself and others. And again, I'll define nurture. The care and attention given to someone or something that is growing or developing. I so forget that about myself. I do. And you know what I do when I forget stuff like that and I start going, I start reading something that helps me, that gets me out of that tailspin. Or I call somebody and offer something. There's so many ways to stop that tailspin. You don't need it, nor do you want it. Nurture yourself as well as others. Remember when I was talking about being a Gandhi or a Mother Teresa or whatever? They did do the acts of comforting and nurturing. But you can too. You can too. At the bottom of this flyer, you'll see, I think it was in bold print, the very, very bottom. Zach, will you please read it?
There's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. Compassion and action.
Does anybody remember what movie that came from?
The Matrix.
Yes. I love that movie. And there it is right there. And it would just puzzle me, what could that mean? Well, you can know something all day long. What I told you today, you can take with you till you pass on. But if you don't do something, you won't experience. Who knows? Who knows what it could do? I'm going to tell you a true story, and this is what we'll close with. True story. And I picked this up out of the clear blue, and look who's on it. You know, is that the way spirit works? But anyway, true story. A girl was in a unity church. And she had gone through so many incredible, hurtful things. She was in disarray. Get an idea, her job of 14 years had gone. Both her parents, and she was an only child, died within 2 years. She had just an array of things within 2 years most people will never have to go through. And she was at her worst. And she had come to a Unity church in Montgomery. It's not there anymore. And she had talked to somebody in the library about something. And to this day, this girl doesn't know who this lady was, but she offered a Science of Mind magazine. And she said, honey, there's something in here I know you need to read, but I want you to look for it. Will you promise me that you'll read? There's something in there for you. So she took it. And, you know, okay. She didn't know what Science of Mind was. She went home. She found whatever was right for her. To this day, I bet that lady didn't know what she, you know, had no idea, but she knew there was something in here. And guess what's happening? That girl today is in ministerial school. True story. An act of kindness. You may never know what it does. You may never know. But that action sure impacted one life here, and she hopes she can impact others. So let's go over two things. The actions of nurturing and comforting are compassion in action, right? And to do that leads to love, which leads to God. That's really the two things I wanted to make sure we all got. There's so many ways to do it. I don't even want to go into that part. But seeing it and doing it, as the Matrix said, there are differences here. And it's your choice. Thank you.